All right, I got a little more time on the way home now. A little bit of a drive. I won't have as long of a drive after tomorrow once we move our office. But I actually want to do this video the other day, but I forgot about it. And it's a good tactical tip for everybody. This goes for everybody across the country who's, and even at other countries now, who are part of this group. Bro, you're our brothers and sisters around the world and right throughout the country. So any advice we can give to you here or from here to help you where you are, more than happy to do so. And what triggered this video was I just had a conversation with somebody recently where they said that they had done a thorough job checking an identification and uncovered that the person they were dealing with had quite a few warrants for the arrest when some other folks were just about ready to let that person go, believing the story that this person had told the police officers. Anyway, I'll tell you a story that happened to me. I can tell you two stories, but I'll give you one for tonight. We went to a loitering call. I got IDs from everybody. I ran people. And when I ran somebody, I went back to headquarters. And the guy's, one of our cop's niece, who was not supposed to be hanging out with this crew of people, he was like, oh, my niece was out there? And I'm like, yeah, that was her name, right, that I ran on the radio. And he's like, yeah. And I'm like, okay, yeah, she was out there. So he's like, I'm gonna fucking kill her. So he calls her. He starts screaming at her in the radio room. And she's like, Uncle Frank, I wasn't out there. He's like, bullshit. He's the best cop we have. Blah, blah, blah. He knows you were out there. Don't bullshit us. Blah, blah, blah. And he's like, dude, was my niece out there? I'm like, yeah, man, I ran her, right? He's like, she's saying, I'm like, I had an ID. I'm like, let me see what your niece looks like. I'm like, no, she wasn't out there. I didn't take the moment to stop while I was doing things and just look to see if this person was the same person I was talking to. What it was, this girl that she was having beef with had gone into her purse and stole her license and presented to me. And like a moron, I took it, ran it, and it was clean. Now, the girl, we later found out who she was, did not have warrants. Frank's niece did not want to pursue charges against her because she was a little scared. She didn't want to have any problems with this girl. But it was my fault. Like, I'm just so, and it was embarrassing for me to not have taken the time to just slow down. If I can give you any advice, it's this. Stop rushing. Slow down. You have time. Investigate. When I was watching The First 48, when it first came out years ago, there was an old detective on there, and he said it's the one thing that he tells newer homicide detectives is just slow down. Just slow down. Remember that advice. It's really, really good advice. Once I began to apply it, I started to see things more clearly and understand what I was looking at and figure things out. Because you're a detective. Although your shield may not be gold, you're essentially a detective. You're there to investigate crimes and possible crimes, whatever it may be. That's your job. You're a police officer. You're an investigator. So it didn't happen to just me. I've heard stories of it happening to other people. I will give you one other story. I know a girl that I was seeing a while back. She had, when I say seeing, you know what I mean. She had gotten pulled over and gotten a ticket. So she called me and she says, hey, I got pulled over in this town. And I said, okay. She goes, and I got a ticket. I said, all right, well, what happened? She goes, well, the ticket's not a big deal. She goes, I was on my cell phone and I wasn't wearing my seatbelt. And the guy let me go on the cell phone ticket and gave me a seatbelt ticket. And I'm like, all right, well, we're not making a phone call on that. I'm not, dude. Don't worry about it. So she says to me, I said, look, I'm not making calls or trying to get out of a seatbelt ticket. Just pay it. It's $54. Who cares? Just pay the thing. I know you got money. Your father's got, she got old. He's got some loot. Let him pay the ticket. It's not a big deal. Go out and get a job. And she goes, no, that's not it. They wrote the ticket to my friend Tiffany's license. And I'm like, well, what do you mean? She goes, well, we went out last night and we're in the same jeans that I wore from the night before. And, you know, she didn't have a pocketbook with her, so I held her license in my back pocket. I got nervous when I got pulled over and I gave the guy my ID. And I wasn't even paying attention. And he wrote the ticket to Tiffany, but it was actually me. And I'm like, oh, okay. Now, the girl that I was seeing was a brunette Greek girl with brown hair and brown eyes. I said brunette, obviously. Make no sense at all, but and that her friend had blonde hair and green eyes. They couldn't look further apart from each other, but that cop didn't take a minute to take a look at who he was looking at or who he was giving the ticket to. And it was no big deal. We didn't make an issue over it. Her friend was okay with it because it was just a seatbelt ticket, but it happens. And if you watch this video tonight, you go out on the road, just relax. Look at the people that you're talking to, if you have their ID, and make sure that person with whom you're speaking with or who you're running is the right person. Don't get beat. Win. Slow down. Pay attention. Nobody comes on this job to lose. What these videos are for you to go out and be able to win against these folks, because they will try to play every single game. And I'm trying to just give you years of experience through these videos to help you cheat your way to having 10 years of experience, especially for the new guys, and a refresher for the guys who've been on job for a long time to not get complacent and pay attention to what they're doing. That's all I got for you. So I have to hit the hide button here. Let's see. And I'm finishing this video. See you later.